Holy Habitation. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is working within us, to him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Paul adds one building block of glory onto the next in his epistle to the Ephesians. He edges onward from one wonderful level to another as he fine-tunes our inheritance. He outlines the significance of our adoption as sons, our bounteous heritage in Christ. First, the unfolding of our new position, status and state, and then Paul starts to build. We discover we are a unique body, the mystical body of Christ, in union with him, a body that flowed from his wounded side, a body formed from his spilt blood, a special body, a unique body, a single body with many members united in Christ, a new creature, a new man, a new creation, a new nature, a new life in Christ. A new body that is being conformed into the image and likeness of her Saviour. A unique body that is possessor of the life of Christ and the nature of her Lord. He opens our awareness that our body has become the residence of his Holy Spirit. His family is to include both Jew and Gentile, male and female, slave and free man. Not only the Spirit's life breathed into us, but his very life indwelling our frame. And then the most astonishing revelation is given to the Church, which is his body. We discover that the body of Christ is also a building, such a very special structure, a construction of living stones, uniquely fashioned together by the hand of God, a holy temple set apart to him, fitly framed together, whose builder and maker is God, a body, a family, a household, a building, a dwelling, a temple for the Most High. We are individually a temple of the Lord, for the Spirit of God has taken up residence. We are corporately the temple of the living God and his holy habitation. We who are his family are to be the building in which the family will be housed. We who are to be the temple of the living God are made up of all his children. And we are to grow together to become the holy temple of the Most High God. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways beyond tracing out! We are his people, according to the riches of his grace and glory. We are his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. We are his building, in whom he is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We were chosen by the Father and adopted by him into his family. We were purchased by the Son, clothed in his righteousness and his joint heirs. We were saved by the Spirit and baptized into Christ and sealed with his promise. We were quickened by the grace of God. We were made one by the blood of the Son. We were given access by one Spirit. We were made into the household of God. We became the temple of our living Lord. We became the habitation of his Holy Spirit. God's building blocks of grace and glory are erected in the amazing book of Ephesians. We move from one marvellous level of grace and glory to the next glorious peak. We are permitted to fine-tune the incredible truth of who we are in Christ. And it is all by God's grace, through faith in Christ Jesus. Oh, let us bathe in the beautiful theme and glorious truths that are here disclosed. Let us raise our hearts, hands, and voices in eternal praise of his wonderful name.